relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones. Some
of them want to use. We were the first to expose Operation Crossfire Hurricane. We were the first to expose the deep state Clinton, Obama, Mueller mole trying to burrow into the Trump campaign to create fake Russia connections. We were the first to report on Cambridge professor Stefan Halper last Sunday. On Friday, the New York Times was given the laurels. They broke the spy, the mole. But they said, Trump's still not right. It's an informant, not a mole, not a spy. Potato, patata. Just like we first broke here, 3 days, 4 days before the news even picked it up, that Ted Malik was questioned. And now I realize Ted knows a bunch of these MI6 people. Halperin's an Anglophile. He's an American living in the UK. So that's all coming up today. But what you're really going to get is the big Roger Stone exclusive. If you go to drudgereport.com, you'll notice on the right-hand side, it says Roger Stone prepared for Mueller indictment. Well, you're going to get the exclusive of what him and his lawyers have been meeting on the last 2 days. It says Trump may not run again if he can knock it out of the park and have success with the whole program he wants. That's what Trump privately told him was planned. Stone told me that over dinner 2 years ago. He said, if Trump can totally knock it out of the park, he knows it's hard to do that in the second term. He'd like to come in, gracefully exit, and do something nobody ever does. That's beyond George Washington. He served two terms, and then they wanted to make him king, and he left. If Trump can turn the country around in one term, get another patriot in and leave, that is as slick as it gets. It doesn't get any more suave or just totally cool. It's the next dimension of that. Now, if Trump can't get it done, he will stay in there. And he's going to run again. He can't help it. He's not going to get everything he wants done. They're going to be gunning for him, trying to bring him down. He's going to have to stay in just to protect himself. So Stone is going to be joining us. I talked to him an hour plus yesterday, several times today, and I don't know how much I can say on air. I'm going to just let him say it himself. In fact, I'm making the decision that he's going to host the second hour. He's going to join us in 30 minutes, but I'm going to just let him host. He wants me to stay, but I'm going to have him host the second hour. And I rarely bug Drudge, but I think I'm going to send Drudge an email and say, hey, you linked to me in my rant about Trump bombing Syria. Wow, thank you, but I didn't know that was going to happen. I think this Roger Stone unfiltered hosting for an hour is something everybody should tweet, everybody should Facebook, everybody should get out, because Russia, 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 Russia. I said they're wearing us out with this Russia stuff to change the subject from the success of the economy, the border, sovereignty, to make the election look like a fraud, to tell voters you didn't get Trump elected, to change the subject from WikiLeaks and how the globalists have been basically totally refused in a major political realignment that history shows you cannot turn back unless you kill majority of the population. You just can't do it. But the globalists don't know when to quit. But now I told Stone, I said, yes, now let's go great guns on my broadcast about Russiagate, because it's pregnant 9 months and it's going into labor, baby. The water broke on this sucker, and it's a monster. And it is to overturn the president, overturn the election. It is about impeachment, and they're going to go for the internet. They're going to go for everything. The battle plan is public. So we're covering one of the top stories in the country, the inside scoop on the attempt to overthrow this election and your will and what you did, America. So this is about you and an attempted robbery by these crooks that we're trying to evict out of our house. They're going to lose. We'll be back on the other side. Please spread all the links.
You've got it. You've got it. The
transmission is coming to you. Waging war.
on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're breaking the conditioning!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This coverage is confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Son of the county is
shot. Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And it is Sunday, the 20th day of May, 2018. We'll be live here for the next 2 hours. Roger Stone is going to be hosting the second hour today. And I'll be here in the wings while he's Skyping in, but I'm going to really give him the floor so he can lay out the most complete compendium of the whole Russiagate fraud that's now coming to a rotting head and that is threatening to attempt to overturn the election of 2016 and usher in nightmare scenarios of anti-free speech, race war promotion the globalists are pushing, really the hell that we'd already be in if Donald John Trump hadn't been elected. And he's already begun to turn the ship around. That's why the globalists are panicking. This is a real counter coup in America. Does it mean Trump's perfect? No. But he's a nationalist. He believes in the country. He's not out to get the nation. He's a capitalist. He's not anti-Christian. I can't believe he's gotten this much good stuff done. Do I get mad at him sometimes when he, you know, bombs Syria or whatever? Yeah. But it doesn't mean I am not beside myself happy about everything else. Now, Trump's saying the DOJ will investigate whether Obama administration spied on campaign. Let's stop right there. Let me just announce, obviously, the big issue here. I got a call from Roger Friday night, and I missed it because I'd gone to bed like midnight. And then I talked to him in the morning, and he said they just grabbed six people. And he goes, I think they might be able to threaten one of them into flipping on me. Not to report anything he'd done bad, but just to get them so scared that they'd done something wrong themselves that they would then get some process deal on Stone, money laundering. You know, I mean, a checkbook era is a felony. Alan Dershowitz has written, you know, a book about how this works and how the average person commits three felonies a day. So that's what happens. Or they get you to, quote, make misleading statements to the FBI. You talk to them for an hour, blah, 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 get something wrong. Oh, grand jury's going to indict you because the federal law says if you got a date wrong or just anything, that technically you're going to spend many years in prison. That law should be overturned. It's a law for the mafia and all the rest of it, and it's turned the FBI into the mafia at the highest levels. And the globalists are destroying the mainstream media. They're destroying the FBI. They're riding this horse till it dies. They're riding the horse till its heart gives out. And then they jump on another horse because they want full power. This is 21st century war. So I talked to him a bunch Saturday, and I talked to him again today. He's been meeting with his lawyers in D.C., in Miami. He's in Florida now. He said, no, it's really bad news. Just when I talked to him 2 hours ago, he said, it's eight people they scooped up. Some of them they raided. Eight people they scooped up this week. And he said, buddy, by the way, everybody always says Stone's this dirty trickster or this guy. He's never lied to me. The guy's incredibly accurate. In fact, his predictions have all been dead on. He said, but a big focus was on you. And let me explain how this works. The FBI hadn't questioned Trump yet. They haven't questioned Stone yet. They've not talked to me yet. Even though they were in McClatchy a year ago in congressional hearings saying, we're investigating Alex Jones. FBI-led investigative team examines role of conservative news sites in Russia campaign. That's the article from last year. Will you guys pull up the actual digital copy, please, for TV viewers? I want to show them the date. And it says right here, Alex Jones under FBI investigation. There it is, InfoWars, Alex Jones, all right there. Now, a year later, that was back in April 3rd, 2017. Now, fast forward to over a year from now, and in the final ring of the people they're investigating, and that's in the news. The FBI is on the news saying, we're closing in on Stone and President Trump. Soon we'll show you the evidence we've got. Total malarkey. It's Mueller and Hillary and all of them with their eyeballs in Russian collusion on record. Tarmac uranium deals with Mueller, like a James Bond movie. Hundreds of millions of dollars going into slush funds. Tony Podesta. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. So they know they're going to get in trouble for Russian collusion, which Democrats are famous for. And the Chinese collusion is just 100 times worse conservatively, as everybody knows. But still, it's there with the Russians. And so they say Trump's doing it and make up all these lies. And so in the final ring, it's so surreal that as the news tightens on nothing, they are obsessing on InfoWars and obsessing on, does Alex Jones know WikiLeaks? Does Alex Jones know Guccifer 2.0? Does Alex Jones know all these people? Is Alex Jones a Russian agent? Do you know Alex Jones? How much money does Roger Stone make? What's Alex Jones pay him? Have you ever talked to Alex Jones? Is Alex Jones a Russian agent? And these people are like, what, Alex Jones now? Well, we don't want to put you in prison. You just need to tell us about Alex Jones and how he's a Russian. We really want to hear that Alex Jones is a Russian. This is beyond Monty Python level at this point, ladies and gentlemen, because I knew the Russiagate thing was phony. But in a complex election and the way the Russians do try to burrow into stuff, like any other major country, they've got their people, their PR folks, their lobbyists everywhere. That's who's really important is lobbyists, not spies. It's the same thing, really. I figured there'd be something, but there isn't. And now to know that it's InfoWars in the final equation, and that I'm sure I'm going to get subpoenaed or Lord knows what, here's the problem. Mueller famously, when he's setting a patsy up, the patsy dies right before indictment or right after indictment. And I'm going to go over some cases of that. Mueller is super bad news. Covered up World Trade Center, helped cover up Oklahoma City later. Ran all those big cover-ups, did the whole fake anthrax investigations, then the third patsy died. I remember reading in local news that the FBI grabbed him. He was suicidal, so they took him to a hospital where he died of eating Tylenol. You read the Wikipedia now, it says he died in a hospital, nothing about FBI custody. And other articles say died at home. So, I mean, that's how this works. That's why Stone's been T-boned. Somebody shot him with a gelatin dart with polonium in it. People make jokes about this and they go, what is this, a James Bond movie? This is the real world. This is the stuff that's going on. So you're going to get the exclusive on all this coming up. And we're going to tell you who the most dangerous man in America is on the other side of this break. I'm going to tell you out of the gates who the most dangerous man in America is on the other side.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling.
We're going to break down the most dangerous man in America here in just a moment. The most dangerous individual that threatens this republic, this country, and our future because of their dereliction of duty and their clear fact that they're compromised. But if you just tuned in, I have confirmed with Roger Stone and others that 8 people have been dragnetted, grabbed off airplanes, visited at their offices, subpoenaed, drug in by the FBI, in some cases talked to for 8 hours straight one day and 3 hours the next day. And the big news here is they're getting ready to indict Roger Stone. In fact, there's the NBC headlines, Roger Stone prepared for Mueller indictment. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, the other big piece of the puzzle is they then keep obsessing on yours truly. And at one level, it's comical, but at the other level, it's not funny. Because I already showed you earlier the McClatchy News from April 3rd, 2017, where they say that I am under criminal investigation by the FBI, not your regular FBI, that responds to bank robberies and, you know, real money laundering and MS-13, great men and women. I know a lot of those folks are listeners. Believe me, I do. We got a lot of folks working in this building just so happen to have uncles and people that are FBI agents. And they agree with us, by the way. They like Trump. They know what's going on. But this special Obama-Clinton-created thing that's been there for decades is what's covered up for the Clintons and Obama to commit all these crimes. And it's Creepville when this starts to unfold. Yeah, there it is. Even New York Post reported on it. I'd forgotten that one. Breitbart and InfoWars are drawn into FBI's Russian bot probe. But it goes way beyond that. And so, oh, look, Cambridge professor right next to that. The big breaking news Friday is, drumroll, who is the FBI mole criminally sent by Obama and Hillary into the Trump camp to try to talk about Russiagate and try to plant Russian connections so he could then later try to set people up? That's the info that's emerging. Who did we break last Sunday here on this show? In fact, let's go to YouTube and even pull that up from last Sunday. I think the headline is Roger Stone outs names the FBI mole. And we say Cambridge professor Stefan Halper, come on down. But now Newsweek and Time and the New York Times and they all broke it Friday. They know we're loyal Americans. They know we believe in free markets. We believe in this country. Now, there it is. Breaking. Roger Stone just out of the FBI mole inside the Trump campaign. Only 43,000 views. Because they've got a shadow band where you've got to go on the page to find it. So I got to go to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com because more and more we're just blocked on the internet, folks. You got to go to our sites, not Twitter, not Facebook. If you're watching us on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, great. Spread those live links. But a lot of times the live feeds are capped. So you can't even share them when it's live. You got to share them when it's archived after the show's not live. This is a war. And why do they want us shut down? Because 7 days ago I sat here and I told you it was Halperin and I told you he was planting stuff. And by the way, I have the former head of the Davos group calling me up. And I'm not even name dropping here. I'm so busy with the generals and the CIA people and Roger Stone and then my own issues that I haven't even called back people who have been trying to call me for a week with the breaking intel on something even more insane. And I don't know why I haven't returned their phone calls. I just ought to call them right now. Call Ted Malik. Apologize to him. I know he's been desperately trying to talk to me. I don't know why I didn't talk to him. I just had so much hitting me. Let's just see if he'll pop on today. This is all just a firestorm of insanity, but you also catch yourself kind of pinching yourself when 8 people have been questioned and And they spend a lot of their time on me and ask if I'm a Russian agent or if they know anything about Russians. And, you know, Daria doesn't want her last name or anything known, but I think at some point they're going to probably go there. They're not stupid. We need to bring out who she is beforehand because she's served the Army, one of the few women in the Army that served in the position she did. I know this from people that know her separately. She never even bragged about it. And we saw her honorable discharge and, you know, the work she'd done in communications and all the rest of it and her defense language school things and all her degrees and things. But then when I had a lot of other military people around here, they know who she is because she's one of the few women who's ever served in one of the most elite group organizations. Well, the only multi-group organization. So that'll really fly well for you, I'm sure, that the only Russian we've got here is they got all these fake movies about women in the Navy SEALs and all this, and then the real women that have actually been in that kind of stuff, no one even knows who they are. And she doesn't want to be public. But I'm telling you, they're going to take that bite next. So we should probably just get all that out up front right now. Plus, everything she did was so classified, but you can imagine the book this lady could write? Over 100 combat jumps, the whole nine yards, all the years in the Army, and all the things she did. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it? But that's it. That's the only Russian around here. That's it. That's the Russian connection. Period. A lady you could write a book about. Serving this country in the military for many years. That's what you got? The real traitors are people like these globalists, like Halperin and everybody, trying to infiltrate the Trump campaign, trying to get people to talk about Russian connections and asking them, do you know about Russians? Do you know about Russian infiltration? And they're like, no, no, no. Just so later the FBI could say to all these people, have you ever talked about Russians, period, with anybody? And they were like, no, we hadn't. And then what happens? They indict him for lying to the FBI. We got Roger Stone coming up in the next two segments. We're going to get an announcement by him. We're going to get Ted Malik to pop on with his take on this. He's been grabbed and questioned by the FBI, had his electronics taken. And then we're going to move forward, and Roger's going to host the majority of the second hour today. So this is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But this is an attempt to overthrow the election of Trump and your will and your vote telling you you're an idiot, you're a rube, you voted for a Russian-backed candidate when there's zero, not one scintilla of truth to any of that. And that's what they're doing. Now, here's the issue, and I've told Roger this off-air, and I'll tell him on-air, and he doesn't like me saying it because I know his wife's watching. But Roger, I'll say it, this Mueller specialty, they're not going to let you ever get to trial. They're going to indict you, and they're going to try to kill you. Only way to expose it is to talk about the fact you're never going to commit suicide. But stay there.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Well, Roger Stone has been making the rounds on the big Sunday morning news shows because the word is he's going to be indicted very, very soon. That's the NBC News headline at the top of DrudgeReport.com right now. And he says he's ready for the phony indictment, ready to fight it. Now, I learned Saturday morning that on Friday, six people had been grabbed up by the FBI. Some cases literally physically grabbed and taken in and interrogated for a full day or longer. Then we learned it was eight today. Roger has a lot of information that he is ready to break down here on air, because this is an attempt to overturn the duly elected president of the United States. We'll get Ted Malik to pop in about the FBI scooping him up as well, and how that ties in to what's happening with Professor Stefan Halper, who last Sunday Roger Stone exclusively outed here. But when the New York Times broke it on Friday, 5 days later, zero credit. All they do is say we're fake news, because they can't stand the fact that we continue to break all the major news. Now, since I mentioned this earlier, let me get to this and then to Roger. Judge Jeanine Pirro is on fire as usual. She reportedly has been meeting with the president saying, you must go after Sessions. You're the president. It's dereliction of duty. Rosenstein set up his own little special office, tricked you into signing it. You can unsign that, sir. They are involved in dereliction of duty. And she says that Attorney General Jeff Sessions is the most dangerous man in America. That's right. Mueller's this globalist puppet fixer, famous for setting up patsies who then mysteriously die in the anthrax case and others, covering up 9/11, the Saudi involvement, the stand down. But it's Sessions enabling it all. But by extension, Trump becomes the most dangerous man to himself and to the country if he doesn't take action. And Roger Stone has incredibly laid all this out with amazing precision, exactly as it would unfold. And now Giuliani's giving him the same advice that Roger's been giving the president. Don't do it. It's a trap. They're never going to end the investigation in December. They're not going to end it in April. You're being lied to. They're preparing it for the midterms. This is to overturn your election. Well, Judge Jeanine has come out and said the most dangerous man in America is Jeff Sessions, and I agree. It doesn't matter whether he's been compromised or what it is. You've got completely rogue Clinton operatives, all of them, running around like maniacs, Clinton Obama people, illegally spying, lying to Congress about it, getting caught, doing all of this. Now it's all come out. They had physical moles trying to plant Russian breadcrumbs. They were there to frame up, not a mole, but a frame up mole, delivering the goods. They got caught. All the illegal spying. Now they admit they were spying on Trump Tower. They lied to Congress. Comey did. We have them. These are arrogant people that thought they were in power forever, who thought they were invincible. So here is the judge. Then we'll go right to Roger Stone, who's going to be hosting the entire second hour himself. Right now, let's go to the most dangerous man in America.
Is that the single most dangerous person to the agenda of President Trump, the Republican Party, and ultimately to all Americans, is the Attorney General of the United States himself, Jeff Sessions. The man has done nothing to make anyone responsible for the blatant corruption, the unmistakable perjury, the in-your-face obstruction of our laws that we've seen play out every day. He has fought the release of telling documents that would put an end to this horrible period in America's political history. Documents that would make clear that the criminals in this attempt to overthrow an American president. He's even argued that he doesn't want to release records of Hillary because she's now a private citizen. This man has done nothing to create confidence that wrongdoers will be accountable, answerable. He has done nothing to create confidence in the part of the American people in our system of justice. And with all the power and might of the Department of Justice behind him, he continues to do nothing. He refuses to take them out in cuffs. The most powerful prosecutor in the world, the man who holds the scales of justice in his hands, hides behind the coattails of a Rod Rosenstein, a man we've never even heard of, who is in fact behind all of Jeff Sessions' decision, who is in fact running our Department of Justice. The man who has the honor to carry the prefix United States Attorney General before his name, Jeff Sessions, is indeed the most dangerous man in America.
True words have never been spoken, but if we're dumb enough to go along with this, that makes us the most dangerous person in America. You know, that's the old thing of, oh, you think somebody's going to try to kill you so you don't care about your own life and eat a bunch of red meat and drink a bunch of whiskey and then you end up having a heart attack. You kind of killed yourself. And that's what this comes down to. Is Trump going to move against these people? Ron Rosenstein is a completely rogue, out-of-control criminal. They've caught the entire operation. Has been caught from pillar to post, manufacturing everything. And now they're moving steadily ahead with Mueller, closing in. This is in the Associated Press on Roger Stone and the president. And in the middle of it, now suddenly questions of all eight people grabbed this week. Questions about Alex Jones. We're going to break in 3 minutes, but where should we start in this historic narrative? Because again, I've been saying Russiagate's a diversion until they make their move. Now they're making their move right now. Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, I think it's very, very clear. They need to silence Roger Stone. They need to silence Alex Jones. We are a beacon of truth. And from the beginning, we have exposed the corruption of Rod Rosenstein, the corruption of Jeff Sessions, the corruption of the Mueller probe. We've highlighted Mr. Mueller's role in the anthrax scandal, in the 9/11 scandal, in the Whitey Bulger scandal. We have called for the resignation, pardon me, the firing of Mr. Rosenstein. We have outlined in great detail the involvement of Robert Mueller, James Comey, Rod Rosenstein, and Andrew McCabe in Uranium One, the largest multi-billion-dollar treasonous crime in American history. The MSNBC headline is misleading. I didn't say I was prepared to be indicted, but I did say that I understand the awesome power of a federal prosecutor to conjure up offenses when they can find no Russian collusion, no trafficking of documents with WikiLeaks, and no connection to the disclosure of John Podesta's pathetic emails. So the deep state grows restless. Jones, Stone, we've got to shut them up. We've got to get them to stop broadcasting the truth right there at Infowars.com. That is what this is all about.
Well, I want to walk through what has not been reported yet. And I love how when you report on what the FBI does to you, the media ignores it when it's here till they report it 5 days later. It's always the same formula. But even alternative media ignores it, which is fine. But it's just insane that they do this. But just like you exposed last Sunday, we knew it, of course, months before. You wrote about it in your book years ago about the Bush crime family that came out several years ago. But you told me months ago it was Cambridge professor, Anglophile, Stefan Halper, a U.S. citizen. And now, the New York Times broke it on Friday, Roger.
It's amazing, Alex. The New York Times is now trying to spin this. Oh, the FBI infiltrated the Trump campaign because they were looking for evidence of Russian collusion. How stupid do they think the American people are? The FBI infiltrated the Trump campaign to plant claims of Russian collusion for a later takedown of Donald Trump. Stefan Halper has violated the law. If we had a real attorney general, he'd be the one who is about to be indicted.
And by the way, it's been in congressional hearings. He's been caught before infiltrating campaigns for sabotage. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, it was in the New York Post, the Associated Press, McClatchy, in April of last year, that the FBI, at the behest of Democrats, had opened a criminal investigation of InfoWars for us being funded, not just bots, which is made up, but colluding with the Russians. And a year and a half later, all they could find, or a year and 3 months later, is, oh, we uploaded something to our Facebook page from Switzerland. Yeah, we have a reporter, Dan Lyman, there. He's an American. He's married to a European woman. Switzerland's really nice. We're setting up reporters in Europe, so we're 24 hours a day. We're a news organization, just like you. But at a sick level, I feel good that these globalist criminals are lying about me and the FBI is obsessing on me and Roger Stone, knowing we're patriots and knowing there's nothing there, you still have a little nagging feeling like, well, I'm sure Stone and Trump are good, but who knows? There could be something. But then when they go after you and you know there's no collusion and you know it's the Obamas and the Clintons and Mueller who are in bed with them, it just shows you what sick freaks they are, and you know at the end of the day they're going to fall. Now, Roger, I want you to lay this out. You're going to host the next hour and really go through it all piece by piece. But this is the historic move. You've been dead on so far. They're making their move. Tell folks what happened this week, some of the eight people that got scooped up, what you've learned from them, what you've learned from your lawyers as they try to go in and threaten people to then, I guess, basically flip against you and make something up. Again, not a Russia connection, but a process, a taxes that didn't get paid, a crooked toenail. Maybe you didn't brush your teeth once. I mean, we know the program.
Well, Alex, obviously there are some limits in what I can discuss, but let me be as candid here as I possibly can. The Mueller inquiry has come up empty-handed on the question of Russian collusion. In my case, they can foster no connection between me and the Russians. They've come up empty-handed on the idea that I got allegedly hacked emails from WikiLeaks or from the Russians and passed it on to Donald Trump, or that I got anything from the alleged hacking of the DNC and passed it on to Julian Assange. While we're at it, no, I didn't dine with Julian Assange. I've never met with him. I've never spoken to him. My testimony before the House Intelligence Committee was entirely candid, was complete, and truthful. The congenital liar, Adam Schiff, goes on Meet the Press today and says otherwise, but it's Schiff who is the liar. And by the way, Congressman, why were you having a fundraiser sponsored by a Ukrainian arms dealer? While you're at it, could you answer that for us? So what's happened here, Alex, in the last week, at least eight of my former or current associates, in some cases, young people whose names, no, I'm not going to list here because I don't want their names to be dragged through the mud. They know nothing. They can be of no value to the government, but they terrorize these people. You're going to the grand jury immediately unless you say Roger Stone did X. It is part and parcel of Mueller's M.O.
But I mean, I've already said Caputo, so it's okay to get into what he told you they said about me.
Yes, but I'm going to get into this right now. At least eight people have now been asked about Alex Jones. They ask, what is Stone's relationship with Alex Jones? What does Stone do for Alex Jones? What is Alex Jones like, as if they would know? How much does Stone make at InfoWars, where I do a show for an hour a day? The War Room, 5 o'clock Eastern, with Owen Schroyer. A terrific show. If you haven't tuned in, please do. Alex, in all honesty, I would urge you to do what I have done. Have your lawyer standing by. They want to shut InfoWars up. They're trying to do it every day through their campaign of internet censorship. Through their bogus lawsuits, their harassment lawsuits, and they will do anything, including scooping both of us up if necessary, to stop our relentless drumbeat in the interests of truth. Am I expecting to be indicted? I never said that. Here's what I do know. If they should make a legal move against me, it will open the door to raising the question in court of the illegal FISA warrant that the New York Times says was issued against me in 2016. Now, under the FISA law, a U.S. citizen can only have a FISA warrant levied against them if they are actively involved in espionage against the United States on behalf of a foreign power. That is not the case. In the Manafort case, the government refuses to admit in his discovery that he was the subject of surveillance. In the Russian case, the 13 Russians, who Mr. Mueller never expected to show up for trial, they're now demanding discovery in terms of his surveillance of them. And he has been completely...
Well, it's like all the fake lawsuits against us. When we win them, when they get thrown out, no news coverage of it. You just won the big defamation case. They just threw out the Charlottesville. I guess they're going to re-enter it because it was literally written like a blind chimpanzee wrote it or something. I mean, it's next level how lazy they are, but still they're so confident in their activities. It's just crazy. But, I mean, do they think the public is going to buy now as they zero in on the final few people? They even admit that in the news. That's Trump, Roger Stone, and then Alex Jones. I mean, that is completely insane that anyone would ever buy into that. This is Mueller is on tarmacs with illegal uranium transfers. Mueller is on board of Russian companies where he just gets paid cash. Hillary gets hundreds of millions to sell out our strategic stockpile of uranium. I mean, that's treason. And then they point at you, a famous anti-communist, protege of Richard Nixon, who was a protege of Eisenhower. In the 80s, you helped round up a Russian spy network for the FBI in D.C. This is like claiming George Washington's a redcoat. I mean, saying that I am anti-American and that I'm a freaking traitor is ridiculous. It is so, it's beyond resentment. The fact that Mueller and Obama and Hillary and all of them are so arrogant, Roger, that they think that that is going to fly, that that dog is going to hunt. That is an insult to the intelligence of the American people. Sorry, go ahead.
And in every case, Alex, the eight people who were interviewed by the FBI wanted to know if they had copies of correspondence between Alex Jones and Roger Stone. I mean, this is Kafkaesque. This is not America. This is some weird caricature of justice. And I really believe this is all about silencing us. They don't want us to get to the heart of this question of illegal surveillance.
I was about to say, how big is it? Because I've got a limited team, but we're going to do this tomorrow. We gave speeches at the mall about how they were illegally surveilling Trump. We've done 100 shows or more about the surveillance. We were dead on. We got the secret NSA files. No media coverage of that. We proved it. It was all our private numbers and the president's. And now they just think we're going to forget about that as they're caught doing exactly what we said they did. That's why they want to shut us down, because we all deserve. You deserve like 50 Pulitzer Prizes. I deserve 10. Matt Drudge deserves 100. I mean, the truth is we're the real people breaking it all. That's why they're so pissed, because they don't control us.
Well, and I'm very proud of the fact that it was InfoWars kind of concurrently with the Daily Caller and the great reporting of Chuck Ross there that exposed the FBI spy who was infiltrated inside the Trump campaign.
And it's not about credit, Stephen, but you wrote about him a few years ago. Well, I didn't want to go with this a few months ago when you were ready, just because I don't want to get sued. The guy lives in England where they have laws where, you know, you say the sky's blue, they can sue you. But, yeah, I saw that they were saying maybe he's him. I said, hey, you know it's him. And you said, yeah, now's the time to launch the attack, so we did last Sunday. The point is we broke it.
Again, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. I first exposed Steph Halper in my book, The Bush Crime Family, which you can get, by the way, at the InfoWars.com store right now. But it is all out there to see. And you're exactly right. He is the same Bush operative who stole the Jimmy Carter briefing book and delivered it to vice presidential candidate George Bush. In fact, George Bush was running that operation. He is a longtime CIA operative, and he is busted thanks to the fearless reporting here at InfoWars. We had it first. I also give credit to Chuck Ross. We essentially broke the story at pretty much the same time. Ross admits that he first learned who Halper was by reading my book, The Bush Crime Family.
Sure. And Daily Caller is awesome. Tucker Carlson that owns it's awesome. We're not trying to like get credit. We're just sick of how we break literally half the big stories when it comes to this. And then we get no credit. And they go, oh, you're fake news. You're fake news. You're fake news. It's absolute crud.
Well, and it's a knee slapper, the spin they've come up with. Oh, the FBI infiltrated Trump's campaign so they could look for Russian collusion. No, they infiltrated the Trump campaign so they could plant evidence of faux Russian collusion as part of their insurance policy.
And by the way, I'm not even defending the FBI.
Richard Stroh.
You're right. I'm not even defending the FBI. When we come back in 2 minutes, though, I'm going to break down the rest of the story. You notice these are spy groups. They're just using the FBI as their front. The FBI is not even who's doing this.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Now, Roger has wanted me to host with him this hour. He likes the banter. He likes taking calls, too, but I distract him. When he just is allowed to roll, he will get through all the points that you need to hear, the stuff we've been privately talking about. You need to know all the different angles because they're making their move against the American voter, against the First Amendment, against Trump, against InfoWars, against everybody. And they get us, they will get you all. So, Roger, you were making a great point, though. Via their illegal FISA court garbage, and which the FISA court has come out and said it was illegal, they were lied to issue these warrants. It's you've been spied on, Trump, myself, hundreds of others. And now they want parallel construction, which came out in, you know, court 5 years ago with the DEA and the NSA, where when they're illegally surveilling somebody, they then want to reconstruct it for a court case. And so they then subpoena a bunch of other people they know are in the emails to cover their tracks and make it look like that they actually did the investigation fair and square. And again, there's no Russia collusion in the biggest dragnet in world history. Biggest witch hunt in world history. Trump is definitely right about that. So now it's just going to be, was the taxes done right here? Was the checkbook done right? And it's not even where you go to jail for that. It's, did you write somebody a check? I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was $5,000. It's $6,000, you go to prison. So you can't talk to the FBI just because if you don't say it exactly right, they'll set you up. And even if you do, you know, in the case of the third guy they set up for the anthrax attack, it turned out he turned over all the samples and it wasn't him and they tested him. They didn't care. They said he didn't turn them over, but it's all come out in federal court now. So they are liars. They are criminals. Mueller is there because he's one of the dirtiest people in American history. He is a traitor. He hates the country. He works for the globalists. He works for the offshore system. So when we come back from this quick break, we're talking about parallel construction briefly here, Roger. We're going to get into how does Trump strike back, the AG report coming out, why the globalists are so scared, why they've moved their timetable up. But in the 3 minutes we have before break, let's get into parallel construction and the illegal wiretaps now confirmed, bigger than Watergate, as President Trump has said.
Well, Alex, you're exactly right. Look, I think I've been very consistent. For over a year, I have said that I believe that the Mueller team, since its inception, has already been in my emails, seen my text messages, monitored my phone calls. How? Through this illegal FISA warrant. Now, they won't want to admit that in court. So as in the case of Paul Manafort, they have to go get it from some third party. They can't say, we've got Roger Stone's emails between he and Alex Jones. They have to say they got it from someone else. That's the parallel construction that you speak of. The IG's report, I think, is the big enchilada. I think it comes within the next 10 days. There will be criminal indictments for people working on the Mueller team arising from this report. There will be criminal indictments from people working at the Justice Department. There will be criminal indictments of those in our intelligence agencies, which have become political, have been politicized. Now, one guy who I think is in bigger trouble than anyone else, the psychopath John Brennan. The noose is tightening on him. This old codger's going to prison for the rest of his life. They're busted. This is a two-part prong. There's the surveillance, and then there's the spying. When we come back, we're going to break it down. In the meantime, I have to ask people to go to the InfoWars store because they are trying to shut us down. This is about silencing Alex Jones, silencing Roger Stone, so they stop attacking the deep state and this investigation and their illicit agenda. The president's figured this out. This isn't about charging him with a crime. This is about removing him from office. Only with a strong, vibrant, and robust InfoWars can we continue to bring you the news really going on.
That's right. The globalists recognize that InfoWars, with all of you, all our guests, was critical in the victory in 2016. They're trying to devastate us ahead of 2018 and 2020. We need the InfoWars attack ship of truth. Up front, well-fed, ready for the attack, expanding in the face of the enemy. Buy your war bonds today, getting great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't, Soros, Hillary, the globalists, and Mueller will crush us. They're still destroyed already, though.
Welcome. waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart, and we're ready to rip them apart if that's what they want. We would rather peacefully settle this and get it over with.
Rudy Giuliani.
Thank you.
Always great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
So Stone was just on Ingram's program as well. They hate her because she's a patriot and fearless. Really, some heroes have emerged. Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, your good friend. And then, of course, Ingram, and that's who the left and Soros won off air. And everybody better understand this. The Wall Street Journal even reported, if they can take out InfoWars, they said this, I couldn't believe it, they will then shut everybody else down. This is the plan. So we're here hitting the barbed wire, exposing all this first, making it safe for others to cover it later. That's what we do. We're like the pebble in the pond. And so, Roger, you're taking over the next three segments for 45 minutes, but you have been on fire during the breaks and on air, and you don't just say things hoping they come true. You say the word is Trump's taking the gloves off. They've already reverse engineered all the collusion, the inside games, the fraud, the moles trying to plant Russian breadcrumbs, and that major indictments are coming. The Inspector General. Let's talk about the devastating Inspector General report, and I know you've talked to some folks that have got some intel for us on a first look. Let's give people a first look, the data dump, some of the things we were talking about, some of my other sources have confirmed, that they're really running scared right now, which makes the deep state that's left very, very dangerous.
This is why they're so desperate to silence us, Alex. Look, they would like to gag me, but let me be very clear. Should they succeed in legally gagging me, Michael Caputo will speak on my behalf. My attorney, Tyler Nixon, will speak on my behalf. My wife, Nydia Stone, will speak on my behalf. My longtime associate, Kristen Davis, will speak on my behalf. You will not be able to kneecap the truth. We will talk about your phony FISA warrant. We will talk about your illegal surveillance. We will talk about your spying. We'll be talking about your attempts to terrorize the people who work for us. We will talk about your efforts to take down Alex Jones. We'll talk about your efforts to silence InfoWars. This is extraordinary. Between the use of a fabricated dossier as the underpinning legal rationale for the surveillance, the use of the authority and capability of the state to spy on the Republican candidate for president's campaign, Donald Trump, and the infiltration of the Trump campaign by the FBI to spy and plant phony evidence of Russian collusion, they are busted. I'm sorry, this makes Watergate look like a second-rate burglary. It is the greatest single political scandal in American history.
I agree with you. So as the wheels came off a long time ago, but now it's exploding, and they've all been caught lying to Congress. They've all been caught paying their families off to create fake dossiers. They've all been caught lying about illegal spying. I mean, there's so much perjury, so many lies, so much arrogance by these dirtbags. You can see Trump setting the trap for them. Now, what are they going to do, though? Because, I mean, they don't have much time left. I mean, because I see even the neocon National Review turning against him. I see Fox News, that was kind of halfway against Trump, now waking up. I see everybody getting Trump's delivering. The economy's turning around. We're getting peace deals. Trump's for real. I mean, I see Trump is winning.
Well, a White House source told me on Friday that it appears the economic growth in the next quarter will actually hit 4%. The best that Barack Obama could ever do was 1.5%.
Oh, please, in the last segment, just cover that. I forgot to briefly tell folks about that now. That is so huge.
Well, a White House economist who shall remain nameless was almost giddy. 4% economic growth is extraordinary. They told us that was literally.
They said 3% was impossible.
Couldn't be done, except for Donald Trump has done it. Alex, look for two things in the weeks ahead. Not only the IG report, which is going to be explosive, it is going to be political and legal dynamite. but also look for the decisions of Judge Ellis in Virginia. He's on to the deep state. He's on to Mr. Mueller. He's on to the phony surveillance and FBI infiltration and spying on the Trump campaign. And I think this historic, brave, courageous judge is going to bust this thing wide open. I spoke to Paul Manafort yesterday. He's ready to go to trial. What he exposes about the government at trial will knock your socks off. You see, they thought that he would fold. They thought they would never have to go to trial. Notice Mr. Mueller trying to now delay the trial of the 13 Russians that he indicted to get a headline. They're ready to go to trial. They want to know about their surveillance, but he doesn't want to play ball. This is why they are looking at you. This is why they are looking at me. This is why they may seek to fabricate or manufacture offenses against me. I never said I was preparing to be indicted. That is MSNBC, Ari Melber, BS. This guy, David Corn with Mother Jones. That's the problem with crap. It often has corn in it. This guy is a congenital liar, continually saying Stone had information on WikiLeaks. Stone was trafficking with the Russians. No, David, you have nothing. You're a BS artist. I just called
you. But I remember we were all trying to get him on, and then I was bummed out that he was on the New York Times and CNN before they banned him. I was like, why doesn't Assange come on? We all sent emails. We all tried to have contacts say what's in the WikiLeaks. Obviously, any reporter wants that. But the idea that we were coordinating with him when he won't even talk to us because we're the real media. Even Assange treats us like crap. That's what they don't get. They always think the establishment's what's cool, and then they spin that into that he's a Russian agent when there's no evidence of that, and then by extension, we're coordinating with Assange when I have attacked Assange a year and a half ago and called him Hillary Clinton's you-know-what plug because he treats us like crap and won't talk to us. It's the opposite. We're on record. Assange is all locked up because he listened to the establishment and thought he could convince them. He should have come on shows like this. But the idea that we're running around with Guccifer 2.0 because you're on a message board going, please give me intel, that's what reporters do.
Yeah, no, look, this is a joke. Our friend Jack Posobiec at One America News really pointed this out. Julian Assange went on CNN in June of 2016 and said, essentially, I've got the mother load on Hillary. So what we're guilty of, Alex, is watching CNN and believing.
Oh, I remember because, you know, we don't really hype stuff, but we'll go with what headlines get people to tune in to then read our accurate news. But everything WikiLeaks was the hottest thing. And then as they doled them out, we'd have people up at 3 a.m. to get them. And obviously that was the big news. Of course we were all over WikiLeaks. The idea that we're Russian agents because like everybody else, we were trying to get the latest scoop. I call everybody to come on. I mean, I've tried to get Vladimir Putin on. I've tried to get Obama on. Does that mean I support Obama?
No, it means that you run a news organization. Look, Assange scheduled a press event for October 1st. The world believed that he would drop his information that day. He didn't. You criticized him bitterly about it. He dropped the bomb 4 days later, as I predicted he was, because the source, which I identified for the House Intelligence Committee, told me that he would, and he delayed only because of threats against his life. I think he's a crusading journalist.
No, I do too. But the truth is, he's dissed us. It's not like we're in bed with him. The guy, listen, you're taking over the next three segments. Stay right there, Roger. Roger Stone will host the next three segments because that's the only way I'm not going to jump in because I've got so many points. If I just let him flow, it's going to be powerful. Everybody should link to it, retweet it, Facebook it. Because you are in their face when you spread the links, the articles, the videos, and separately, great products, a bunch of big specials that in the next 2 days, 50% off our fluoride-free colloidal silver iodine fortified toothpaste for adults and children and the mouthwash and the immune gargle and the hand spray. It's all there, 50% off. That is about to end and free shipping on that. And we've got a bunch of other big specials that are about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products and you fund the second American revolution that is going worldwide. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and the next leg of the fake Russia investigation.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. You're on The Roger Stone Show. I'm picking up for Alex Jones. We're going to talk about a lot of things in the time we have left. But the most important thing is to understand what's about to happen, because the tide is turning. Because Rudy Giuliani, who is, I know, very controversial and is criticized by many, may just be the fighter, may just be the brawler, may just be the tough guy Donald Trump needs right now. And as you may have seen, he told Judge Jeanine that he was prepared to take them apart if they think they're going to take this president down. I think Donald Trump's patience grow thin. And now that he has learned that the FBI infiltrated his campaign, and now that he is furious over their false explanation that they infiltrated his campaign to look into Russian collusion, when in fact they infiltrated his campaign with the spy, Steph Halper, in order to plant evidence, false evidence, faux evidence of Russian collusion, their entire narrative is crumbling. Again, look for these two cataclysmic events: the publication of the Inspector General's report of the Justice Department, heads will roll; a decision by Judge Ellis of Virginia, an honest and courageous judge appointed by President Ronald Reagan to the bench. Don't look for any decisions from the District of Columbia, where you have a, at this level, in the federal courts, a different judiciary. Now, I do want to ask you all a personal favor. Do me a favor and go to the Infowars.com store now to get your copy of my new book, Stone's Rules. This book can be for you what Saul Alinsky's manual is for the left. If you want to look for the tactics and the maxims and the guidelines that will lead you to victory, this is the book you need. If you want to learn how to make a mean martini, yes, this book includes Dick Nixon's secret recipe for his silver bullet, recently tried out by Michael Zimmerman here of InfoWars, who attests to its quality as one of the greatest martinis he has ever had. So folks, please go to the InfoWars store now and get your copy of Stone's Rules. It's a win-win. It helps InfoWars. It helps the Stone family, and it helps the fight for freedom. Also joining us shortly, Senator Mike Williams, whose campaign for governor of Georgia is literally surging as he highlights the illegal immigration issue. Mike Williams has had the courage to take on the sanctuary cities in that state, including Atlanta and others, and he is actually now being protested, picketed, boycotted by the left because of his fearless conservative pro-Trump stance. He will be joining us shortly. Also joining us, another patriot, Troy King, a former attorney general of Alabama, running to get that seat back, running against liberal Democrat posing as a Republican, Steve Marshall. Steve Marshall, appointed attorney general by corrupt Governor Don Singelman, an Obama donor posing as a conservative Republican. Overnight, he supports the president. Two dynamite, conservative, hard-charging challengers coming up right here on The Alex Jones Show. Senator Mike Williams and former Attorney General and the next Attorney General of Alabama, Troy King. Stick with us for these dynamic interviews. Yes, we here at InfoWars were among the very first to identify the spy who was inserted into the Trump campaign by the FBI. This man is Stephen Halper. I've actually known Halper peripherally going back to the 1980s. Steph Halper was the man at the heart of the scandal in which George Bush operatives stole the the debate preparation book of President Jimmy Carter. There was a congressional investigation, the Al-Basta investigation, into this chronic theft. I first identified Steph Halper as the operative involved in that in my book, The Bush Crime Family, available again at the Infowars.com store. But if you examine the reasons that Nixon was removed as president, it was because he was accused of surveilling the campaign of his Democratic opponent, Senator George McGovern, even though six private citizens broke into the Watergate and planted bugs, which actually never worked. And of course, because his campaign was accused of infiltrating the campaign of Senator George McGovern with spies. What we've seen here is far, far more egregious. Here is why. That was one campaign wiretapping and spying on another. There's still no evidence that President Nixon knew about or approved either one of those operations, but they ultimately brought him down. Here we have something far more egregious. It's the use of the authority and the capability of the state intelligence apparatus for the purposes of spying on the Trump campaign. You notice the way the mainstream media has tried to move a narrative about Donald Trump Jr. meeting with a Saudi prince who offered but was never taken up on efforts to help in the election of Donald Trump. Why would they float this nothing burger story? Well, they've got to get Steph Halper and the FBI off of page one. That's why. Donald Trump Jr. is a patriot. Donald Trump Jr. was set up by a Russian lawyer, and we still can't get an answer to this simple question. How did she get in the country? Who gave her the visa to get into the country? She was denied a visa in her attempts to get here in connection to a legal case in which she had a client. Donald Trump Jr. was set up. This was part and parcel of the same operation we've described, the operation to foster the phony dossier, the operation now to plant spies inside the Trump campaign. Donald Trump Jr., a great patriot, being unfairly attacked over a meeting today that yielded nothing. I'm Roger Stone, pinch hitting for Alex Jones. It's a rainy Sunday night, but the deep state is increasingly agitated and increasingly pressured. Their entire Russian collusion narrative is collapsing around their ears. That's why I said I wouldn't be shocked if they cooked up some offense against me that doesn't relate in any way to WikiLeaks or the Russians, and probably not even to the 2016 election. It's an attempt to gag me, folks, to silence me. If you want to help, go to stonedefensefund.com, stonedefensefund.com. They're trying to bankrupt me, folks. They're trying to destroy my family. They are making me dissipate the small fund I put aside for my grandchildren's college education. When you buy a copy of Stone's Rules here at Infowars.com or anywhere, that money was going to pay for my grandchildren's college education. Now I'm forced to use that money for legal fees to defend myself. When I come back, I'll bring you up to date on the phony lawsuits against me.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. After a 40-year career in American politics and being in the forefront of those urging Donald Trump to run for president, confident that he had the courage and the agenda to bring real reform to America, literally hundreds of Republican candidates, many of them good men and women, seek my active support and endorsement. In many cases, I wish I could endorse and campaign for all of them, but it's just not physically possible. There are only so many hours in a day. So I have to choose very carefully the men and women that I put my weight behind. Senator Michael Williams of Georgia is one such candidate. Michael Williams was for Donald Trump when the Republican establishment in his home state of Georgia was mostly supporting Jeb Bush, Mr. Low Energy. Now he's locked in a primary with Country Club Cagle, the liberal Republican who serves as lieutenant governor, who's attempting to reinvent himself as a solid, true-believing conservative. In recent days, though, Mike Williams has roiled that race by launching his immigration deportation tour. Using a bus, he's traveled across the state to illustrate the outrageousness of sanctuary series in the Peach State. Joining us now, the dynamic next governor of Georgia, Senator Mike Williams. Senator Williams, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, thank you, Roger. It is a pleasure to be here, and absolutely thank you for your endorsement. It was an honor to have it. We couldn't have done it without your support, and we are out here on the bus tour right now. We're on day five of the Michael Williams deportation bus tour. We've traveled all over north, central, Atlanta area. We went to several of the sanctuary cities in Georgia, and we've been met by protesters, Antifa, as well as supporters. So people are very excited about this bus, and we're going to finish this thing strong.
Well, I must say, you have captured the imagination of both the state and the national media. I saw you on Fox News. The report we put up here at InfoWars got a record number of hits because you have the courage to stand up on an issue that others shy away from. This is, I think, the key to your coming victory. And I've never seen a campaign peak like this at exactly the right time. You have a very skilled campaign manager. He has done a superb job of helping you frame this issue. You're a man of enormous courage. So tell us where the bus tour is going. I understand Cracker Barrel won't let you bring your bus into their parking lot because it's for a political campaign. So, folks, don't spend your dollars at the Cracker Barrel. Send your dollars right now to Senator Mike Williams. He needs your support to get over the finish line. Where does the bus tour go from here, Mike?
Well, we are on the way to Savannah, Georgia. We are going to be in Forsyth Park at about 7:30 in Savannah, Georgia. And we understand that there's going to be a large crowd of supporters as well as protesters. So we're looking forward to addressing all of them. And you're absolutely right, Roger. We had several of our stops planned for Cracker Barrel. And at every single one of our stops, they had several corporate people out there. They had police lined up. They were trying to stop us from coming in. And today we actually said, you know what? This is a free country. And we have the illegal immigration deportation bus that represents law and order and what makes this country great. And we are not going to allow them to just say no to us and stop us. So we parked our RV, we parked our bus outside, and we walked on in and sat down, and then the police came and asked us, actually told us that we had to move our bus. So we were really upset about that, but you know, we followed the law. We did what law enforcement officers told us to. We were just very, very disappointed that they made us move our bus.
Well, so if you're a Savannah area info warriors, tell us again where you're going to be, Senator Williams, because I'm urging all of our listeners and viewers to go on down and voice their support. Be there. Never mind the Antifas and the left-wing protesters. Come out and meet Senator Williams and get involved in the fight for a better Georgia. Tell us again where that is, Senator.
Yeah, we are going to be at Forsyth Park in Savannah. Again, it's Forsyth Park in Savannah. And if you want someone that's going to be a fearless conservative like myself, that's going to stand up to the liberals, to the progressives, that are going to talk about the issues that are important to this country, the people of Georgia, not just bow down and cave to the establishment, to the lobbyists. You know, if you're tired of Country Club Casey Cagle, if you're tired of Country Club Cagle, you need to come out, you need to support us and vote for me on Tuesday, May 22nd.
All right, there you have it. One of the most dynamic Republican candidates I have ever met, Senator Mike Williams. His campaign in Georgia surging. Now is the time to make a difference. Go to his website, make a contribution. Go and meet his deportation bus tour tonight in Savannah, Georgia. Thank you so much, Senator Williams, for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Roger. My pleasure.
God bless you, and victory or death. Folks, while you're at it, please take a moment to go to the Infowars.com store. Terrific broadcasts like this on a Sunday evening are only possible because you, the listeners and viewers of InfoWars, give us your loyal support. And you will find some of the very best cutting-edge nutraceutical products in America today. Sure, you can go urinate your money away at Whole Foods. You'll get inferior products at a higher price but lower volume. Whether it is Bodies, whether it is the Red Pill, whether it is my all-time favorite, Brain Force Plus, these are the very best nutraceutical, all-natural products you will find. What Alex Jones has a tendency to do is work with scientists who fuse the very best of century-old Chinese herbology with cutting-edge, modern, newly discovered nutraceuticals to bring you some of the best products you can find. Now, I like Brain Force Plus because when you work here at InfoWars, sometimes you're putting in long, long hours. We have to jump when the news breaks. We head for Skype. We head for a camera. We head for a microphone. And I get that dip in the late afternoon around 4. I get sleepy. I get tired. I get unfocused. You pop two of these babies, Brain Force Plus, and within 20 minutes, you have new mental vitality, new mental energy, new mental clarity. But the best thing about Brain Force Plus is you're not jacked up. 3, 4, 5 hours later, when it's finally time to hit the hay, there is no insomnia. You don't have that wide-eyed energy drink feeling that you're so wired you can't get the rest your body needs. Again, folks, my personal favorite, Brain Force Plus, at a terrific price, now $29.95. That's a savings of $10. And you can see 5,936 satisfied reviews. This is the best of the best. And when you stack it with the Red Pill, which is an extraordinary mineral and vitamin supplement, you've got the body and mind combo. This is extraordinary for your personal vitality and your energy. And when you go to the InfoWars.com store and you make an expenditure like this, you're not only getting a great product, but you're fueling the fight for freedom. You're helping gird us for the fight ahead. If federal agents show up and grab Alex Jones to silence him in this bogus Russian investigation, he's going to need lawyers just like I do. Help us now by going to the InfoWars site and getting the product of your choice. And while you're there, order your copy of Stone's Rules, My Operating Manual for Success. If you're on the ramparts of American politics, or if you're in business or media, or fashion, or agriculture, or any avocation. These are the rules of life that will lead you to victory and success. God bless you. We're on the Alex Jones Show.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. We're on the Alex Jones Show. I think most of you know that I'm a 40-year student of American politics. And one of the things I do is to study very carefully the scientific polling of all voters, but particularly Republican voters. And I can tell you that I have detected a phenomena across the country. Donald Trump is far more popular than the Republican Party, than Republican members of Congress, and Republican establishment figures. And that's why there's a phenomena going on in the country where rhinos and country club Republicans who never supported Donald Trump now try to reinvent themselves and fool the voters into believing that they are Trump Republicans. Well, joining us today is a crusading 100% genuine conservative Trump Republican, Troy King. Troy King is a former Attorney General of the state of Alabama, who had an extraordinary record as a crime buster in that job. And he's facing a faux Republican, Steve Marshall, who suddenly overnight, despite the fact that he was a Democrat, appointed state's attorney district attorney by Democrat Don Siegelman, ran with Barack Obama, was on the Democratic ticket in 2004 and 2010, and then in 2011, Marshall miraculously switched parties. And now he wants you to believe that he's a Donald Trump Republican. Well, there's only one Trump Republican in this important Alabama race, and that is Troy King. I've done a case study on this race. As I said earlier, I wish I could endorse all of the good men and women with real conservative credentials who reach out to me for my support. But there are only so many hours in the day. There are only so many things that I, one person, can do. But here's one thing I am proud to do. I'm supporting Troy King. I'm going to campaign for Troy King. And joining us now, the next Attorney General of the state of Alabama, Troy King. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Wow, that was quite a buildup. Thanks, Roger. Nice to be with you.
So tell us, Troy, we know the difference between you and Steve Marshall. We know a little bit about the race, but I'm going to be covering this race intensely in the 3 weeks ahead. What would you say is the number one issue in the race?
Well, the number one issue in this race is the top three issues, really, Roger, are corruption, corruption, corruption. Alabama is in the throes of the most corrupt government that we've had in the history of Alabama, and that's saying quite a lot. In fact, the reason I got into this race is because I have watched as members of the legislature, the Speaker of the House, have all been forced out of office, the governor of the state, have all been forced out of office because of corruption. And I'm afraid we've got an entire generation of kids that are growing up believing that there's something wrong with being in public service, that oaths don't mean anything, the Constitution doesn't mean anything. People think they can just get on TV and say, oh, well, I'm a Trump Republican, I'm a real Republican, I'm a conservative, I'm for the wall. And it doesn't matter what they really believe, what they've really done. And it's time that we shine the light and we expose these people and we take our state back from them.
Well, as I recall, in February 2017, Steve Marshall was appointed Attorney General by a governor who was then under impeachment proceedings by the Alabama legislature and was the subject of an investigation by the Alabama Attorney General's office on the referral of four felony ethics charges. Then Attorney General Steve Marshall promptly recused himself from direct involvement in the investigation into the next governor who was prosecuted and forced from office, Governor Bentley, who ended up pleading guilty, as I recall, to two misdemeanors exactly 2 months after Marshall was appointed. This guy is a sheep, is a wolf in sheep's clothing, folks. He is an Obama Democrat. He's a Don Siegelman Democrat, now suddenly posing as a Trump Republican. Here's what I know. When Troy King was Attorney General, crime in Alabama was at a 20-year low. Violent crime hit a 20-year low. Now, under Steve Marshall, violent crime is at a 30-year high. This is a classic case of a real, genuine, rock-rib conservative Republican opposing an Obama donor whose filing fees went to underwrite the campaign for Barack Obama. The issues here could not be clearer. So how do you feel about the campaign, Troy? 3 weeks to go. I know your campaign is also surging. I've looked at the polling. It appears to me that you are on the victory trail. But how do you feel there out on the hustings?
Oh, well, I believe our message resonates with Alabama voters, Roger. Alabama, look, the county in America that voted by the greatest percentage for Donald Trump is Winston County, Alabama. This is Trump country. This is the buckle of the belt of conservatism around America. And the heartland of America gets it. The heartland of America is sick and tired of people who pose as something that they're not. Check this out, Roger. If Steve Marshall were to become the Republican nominee, guess who the Democrat nominee is likely to be? Don Siegelman's son. How would that be for a showdown?
Yeah, that looks to me like a heads you win, tails heads I win, tails you lose election. Now, there's two other candidates in this race. Alice Martin, who was a Reagan-Bush nominee, she's running a poor third. Unfortunately, she sought the appointment from Governor Bentley, but she lied about it publicly. At a time that ethics are the number one issue in Alabama, I don't think we can afford to have a proven liar in the attorney general's office. And then there's Chess Bedsole, who was the paid state director for Donald Trump. He's running in fourth place. Folks, don't be fooled. He's not a Trump Republican. He's a paid political operative who epitomizes the political establishment with a capital E. If you want a serious conservative, not some wealthy country club Republican trying to get you to buy into the phony idea that he's a Trump-type reformer, there is only one choice in this race, and that's our friend Troy King. Troy, I'm going to have you back on InfoWars because I think this is among the most important races in the country. You are endorsed by my good friend, Dr. Randy Brinson, who I supported for the U.S. Senate way back when. I'm proud that you could join us at last minute here on the Alex Jones Show. God bless you, Godspeed, and good luck. We're going to be covering this race as it goes down the road to what I think will be an extraordinary victory for Troy King. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Roger.
Well, there you have it, folks, a solid conservative, Troy King, being opposed by a faux Republican, a Barack Obama Democrat, Steve Marshall, now suddenly posing as a Trump Republican. Why? Because it's popular. This is a phenomena I'm seeing all over the country where rhinos try to fool Republican voters. You see it in Georgia in the Michael Williams, Casey Cagle, who we call Country Club Casey Cagle race, where suddenly Cagle's a born again conservative. We see it here in Alabama with Troy King. Folks, thanks for joining us on the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars. Again, please go to the InfoWars.com site and grab your copy of Stone's Rules. This is for InfoWarriors what Saul Alinsky's book is for the left. This is my operating manual for victory. Whether you're in politics, business, fashion, media, style, or even agriculture, no matter what your avocation, these rules work, folks. It is the guidelines and maxims that have guided my 40-year career in American politics. And when you buy this book at InfoWars rather than, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, it's a twofer. You're helping the fight for freedom. You're helping us fund our opposition to the phony, frivolous lawsuits that they've cooked up against Donald Trump, against Alex Jones and InfoWars. This is the greatest single struggle we have, the struggle over internet censorship. There's an effort to silence us, whether it is Robert Mueller cooking up phony offenses that he claims that I have committed in an effort to gag me, or whether it is their new intense looking at Alex Jones. We need your help. Please join us at the InfoWars site now.